If adopted, the Hawaii Community Development Authority would require developers to provide 20% of for sale units at below market prices. Jesse Suki is the HCDA Executive Director.
These programs are for moderate income families, 80 to 140% of AMI. For a family of four, that's approximately $83,700 to $121,250 combined income. And who that might be, it would be a high school teacher and an accountant, or a child care worker and a crane operator.
HCDA would also impose a buyback and equity sharing provision to keep the units in the affordable range. Catherine Graham is from the Housing Now Hawaii Coalition.
A lot of municipalities around the country have affordability in perpetuity, but I know that there's a lot of people who don't like that idea. So 30 years is a minimum, 60 years is better. In perpetuity would just be my dream.
Affordable rental units would be preserved for 30 years. But economist Paul Brubaker, who represents some area developers, says the proposed rules won't work.
Where it does seem to work is where you're building luxury homes. Inclusionary zoning works where people are building very expensive homes, because those homes can cross-subsidize the low-priced homes that we seek to add to the inventory. The problem is that the people building in the middle are the ones that get caught in these rules.
Brubaker says the workforce housing project at 801 South Street, with more than 1,000 units, was not regulated so buyers could sell the units immediately at market prices. Sharon Moriwaki from Kaka'ako United says those who sold their units at 801 South averaged $130,000 profit. She says workforce housing should be kept in a pool for those who need it, and HCDA was created to meet that requirement.
That housing has to be for our people who are workers, the people who can't afford it. And so I really urge this board to think carefully that you're here not for the development. If the developers don't want to build, then let us have green open space for parks.
HCDA Board Chair John Whalen says the proposed rule changes are consistent with affordable housing goals for the state's Hawaii Housing Finance and Development Corporation and the city and county of Honolulu.
It can work. Of course, we're looking at just Kaka'ako, but the city's policy is to promote affordable housing close to rail stations. And Kaka'ako is along the rail lines. But it's very challenging here. And if the city and state were to invest as much in housing as they are investing in transportation, we might have a better situation.
The HCDA board has scheduled a final public hearing followed by decision-making May 31st. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.